Tonight, the El Paso Opera will present holiday-themed arias and well-known holiday songs at the Plaza Theater at 8 p.m. This concert will feature out-of-town artists Suzanne Sheston, Joshua Dennis, and Benjamin Silverding. Local artists featured in this concert include Cherry Duke, Kelly Rumba Rete, Mariana Sandoval, Jamil Brewster, Adrian Salas, and 31 singers from the El Paso Youth Chorus. Here to tell us all about it is Creative Director David Holloway. How are you?
Just fine. It's so nice to be back with you again.
It's always great to be here, and it's such a beautiful time of the year, isn't
it? It's terrific, yes.
So, David, just to refresh our listeners, you come to us from Santa Fe.
I'm the director of the Apprentice Singers Program with the Santa Fe Opera, and I just completed 12 seasons with Santa Fe.
Is that all?
Worst thing about it is that I was an apprentice myself, apprentice singer in Santa Fe. A number of years ago.
The student become the teacher.
That's right.
But it seems
But I went on to have a operatic singing career. I sang at the Metropolitan in New York and at the New York City Opera and every major opera company in the United States, San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. And then I spent 10 years with the German Opera on the Rhine, the Deutsche Oper am Rhein in Düsseldorf, Germany.
And what made you decide to come back and teach?
Well, there were a number of things. I had older children. I had two older boys. So I've got three older boys, actually. And then two younger children. Mm-hmm. And my wife's mother had lost her husband. Mm-hmm. And we figured it was time to get back and be in a neighborhood with her. So I came back after, you know, we were there from 81 to 91. And had a wonderful time. Loved the German people. Had wonderful friends. Still have wonderful friends over there.
Of course. I can only imagine.
And then I was back in Chicago. I continued to sing for a while, but I also started teaching. Mm-hmm. And I was at the Chicago College of Performing Arts. I was head of singing there.
And now you're in El Paso.
And now I'm in El Paso, but I still live in Santa Fe.
Right.
But I commute down here. Because I have, these are two big jobs.
How do you do that, speaking of?
Well, the one thing that made El Paso attractive to me is that I know so many young singers who mm-hmm. are trying to get started. And it looked to me like I might be able to fit them in some ways, into the program in El Paso. And that has certainly been the case so far.
Yeah, I mean, just here alone, there's so many of them.
Both Joshua Dennis mm-hmm. and Ben Sieverding were apprentices with me in Santa Fe. And the young people that I had in Carmen last year were also had been former apprentices with me. So it's a wonderful way for them to get started. It's another step up. And El Paso is seen as a place that, you know, would help them out and be that extra place to be. So,
of course, and you can see that. I mean, even with what you all are doing tonight, it's part of that. You have young artists, but then there's this beautiful accessibility to it. You know, the opera sometimes can be seen as this big foreign thing, but when you have opera singers singing carols to you in the placita in downtown, all of a sudden it's not so scary.
That's right. Well, and you know, these young people go through tremendous training,
mm-hmm.
and they're all still in training. I think both the singers tonight are around 30, and mm-hmm. our average age for the apprentices is 27, 28 every summer. So, you know, they've been people who've been through their colleges, they've had their undergraduate, graduate degrees, and then gone out and done some work.
And what is the hope for the apprentice, or how does that career kind of look? If you're an apprentice at 30, what is the traditional
Well, then,
kind of next step?
You know, I don't know if you know, but toward the end of the summer, like in the end of the first week of August,
mm-hmm.
we have about 70 representatives from opera industry professionals all over the world who come together and the apprentices sing for them all.
Wow. That's got to be quite the
event. And every year, a number of them are taken to different opera companies. I've had no year when somebody was not picked up at that program.
Can I ask you how that happened for you?
You know, I'm from Kansas, and I went to the University of Kansas, and then I started with the Kansas City Opera. And that was, of course, all during Vietnam War time. I was singing and teaching, and I had my first marriage and my first child. So I was pretty well hooked to teaching for a while. But when I reached the age of 27, I decided to go to New York and start auditioning. And I did that, and right away I was taken into the company of the San Francisco Opera. It was called the Western Opera Theater. And I spent a year with them, and then I came back and started with the New York City Opera. And a year later, I was singing at the Met. So
not bad at all.
That was traditionally how we kind of did it back then. Mm-hmm. The City Opera was so important to a number of singers at my level. And the City Opera is trying to rebuild itself. They were defunct for a little while. But that was a real feeder company for the Metropolitan Opera.
It's almost, you could say, El Paso to what we're doing now.
Yeah.
In a smaller scale.
And El Paso can be the same thing to Houston and Dallas and all these larger companies in Texas. But, I mean, beyond here, too.
Of course.
A couple of our singers from last year who were in the Carmen are now singing in Germany.
I bet. They stopped by here, and it was, I mean, just mind-blowing. They didn't even sing for us while we were here, but just their stories, the excitement, the heart that's in it, you want them to succeed. And they had that, and it's so good to hear that.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
And that's what it takes. They have to have something that says, I've got to stay with this. This is what I have to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have that, it's pretty hard to make it.
That might be applicable to any profession. I mean, you've got to want
absolutely.
It, right? I mean, it's how it is.
But it's not an easy life, the life of a singer.
Of an artist.
You know, you're on the road all the time. And that was another reason why I moved to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 1980, I was on the road 11 months.
That's a long time to be away.
In Germany, at least, I could sing in my home theater, and then I could sing, you know, visit around. They call it guesting over there.
Mm-hmm.
You're guesting in somebody's in another theater.
Well, tell us about tonight. So we have the free performances that happen in the Placita, but then you have this wonderful concert planned for us at the
Exactly.
Plaza Theater.
And anybody who comes down and can enjoy the festivities of downtown El Paso, which they look to be extravagant, and a parade, I mean, it looks so exciting, and I see what, you know, they're building scaffolding for the ice skating rink, and there's so much going on, so much activity
mm-hmm.
in that downtown area right now. And anybody coming down then can spend a day watching. I only watch ice skaters at this point. I'm from Kansas.
You're not jumping in.
I think it'd be a good way to kill myself.
Okay. Well, let's keep you off the ice.
But I love to watch it. And then the evening will end with this concert, this classical concert of classical singing with really wonderful singers doing a beautiful job. And Suzanne Sheston is the chorus master and also a conductor in her own right of the Santa Fe Opera.
Mm.
And she is sensational. She does such a phenomenal job with our ensembles at the opera. It's widely known how good she is.
We've had Cherry Duke in here before, and I believe she's at UTEP as well, kind of
exactly.
helping the
and Cherry's
here.
On this program tonight.
Yes, and she's got tremendous energy. I don't know how you
she's a great
channel
great lady.
That right. Just like put her on stage and go right. It seems like that's the way to do it with a
you know what
performer.
She's a real pro.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly she offers a lot, and then she knows how to take direction and do what she's supposed to do. That is something that a professional really learns how to do.
So what can us normal folk, what music are we expected to know, and then maybe what are we expected to learn tonight?
Well, almost any of the carols that we use, you know, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I can't think of them all right now, but there are a number of them. They're all going to be very familiar. And I believe that we're also having texts to some of those.
Oh, how fun. So people can sing
along. In the program. So, yes, there are going to be a number of pieces that are sing-along.
How fun.
I think at 2 points in the program. Then they're going to have arias from Carmen, which we did in the spring.
Of course.
But, you know, it's an opera that is very popular. And Cavalleria Rusticana, Kismet.
Oh,
is going to be represented.
Beautiful.
And all of the pieces that we are using as arias are familiar and things that people would know and would hear on the radio very often. And then, of course, intermingled with that is I think we have a number from The Messiah.
Great.
with the two women. And there are some things from musical theater that everybody will be familiar with.
This sounds like the perfect concert if you have a family, maybe some young kids haven't been to opera.
We'd love to have the children. Of course, we have the El Paso Opera Children's Chorus is what we're calling it.
Ah, there
and,
it is.
That's a wonderful group. They do some terrific work. And they were also the children in Carmen last year. And so I know the children very well and their director, you know, Kimberly Nakamoto. They're doing three numbers of their own on the program. And then, of course, we have the El Paso Opera Young Artist Program that are going to be represented there. We have three terrific young people who are working for us. And they're the ones that you might hear in some of the in some of the outside venues from time to time. I think they sang three or four times over.
They do a lot of outreach. You're right.
A lot of outreach. They do work in schools, but you know they've also been in shopping centers. And there are a number more coming up. And their director is Justin Lucero from here, who has a wonderful theater background. And he's just doing a terrific job with them.
Well, it sounds like we have a wonderful night ahead of us. And I can't thank you enough for adding El Paso to your repertoire.
Well, it's been, you know, I enjoy the town. I grew up in a small town in Kansas, in eastern Kansas, on 54 Highway. And 54 Highway ends in El Paso.
It's a sign. You were meant to come here.
That's what I see.
Well, it was kismet. How's that?
Kismet.
Today, my guest has been David Holloway, creative director of the El Paso Opera. And we both invite all of you to come to downtown today. You can see free carols in the Placita at 7:30. And then you can go straight to the opera concert at the Plaza Theater. And tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.